Okay, let's begin the second parak of Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Really, this is a continuation of the Mishnah that we discussed in Tezavah Mebez. As we said before, a number of the Mishnahs in the second parak of Bava Kamma embellish on the Mishnah and Daf Tezavah Mebez, where the Mishnah gave us examples of Tam and examples of Mu'ud. And right, we said there were five cases of Tam, and a behemah is not considered to be a Mu'ud, such that you'd be chayv to pay Nezek Shalim if the animal damages through Nagicha or Nagif or Neshicha, etc. And then the Mishnah gave us five examples of Mu'ud. And we said the five examples were that you have shein, is that an animal damages by means of its shein, such that the owner would have to pay nezek shalim for damages if it eats something that is suited for it, right? Or regel, if it breaks something in the course of its walking. And the Mishnah goes through to give you a few more examples of muad. So now the Mishnah over here, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the opening Mishnah, the second parak, is now going to elaborate on the case of regel. Now, you might ask, well, wait a second, if the second parak is all about elaborating on the Mishnah, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, it seems pretty arbitrary that we just randomly pick up with Regel. If anything, if you want to start elaborating on the cases of Muad, maybe you should start with Shein. Maybe you should pick the very last case that we discussed. So the Balei Tosfos deal with that question. But either way, the Mishnah opens up by elaborating on the case of Regel. So the Mishnah says as follows, and there are really two ways to read this opening line of the Mishnah. We're going to use the simpler way to read it, which is Rashi's way. So the Mishnah says, "Ketzad regel mu'edas." How exactly does it play out that a regel is mu'edas? In other words, that an animal damages with its foot in a way such that the owner would have to pay nezek shalim. So the Mishnah says, "L'shaber v'derech hilucha." It is a regel such that the owner would have to pay nezek shalim when it breaks something in the course of its walking. Two, habehema mu'edas lahalich kedarko l'shaber. A behema is a mu'edas such that the owner would have to pay nezek shalim if it damages things in the course of its walking and breaks something. Now, of course, that seems to be a little bit superfluous, and that's going to be the first point that the Gemara picks up on. The third point in the Mishnah is Haisa Meva'etes, O Shahayu Tsaroros Menatzin Mitachas Raglaha. If the animal was Meva'etes, if it was kicking. Now, we know that Be'ita, kicking, is considered a told of the Karen, right? That's atypical behavior. And we know right away that if it's atypical behavior, you're not going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalom, you're going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So if the animal was kicking, or if it was, if it kicked something, meaning, and it broke it, or or that there were pebbles that were being flicked out from beneath its foot, so the animal, while it's walking, flicks some pebble that goes and ushavra as a kelim, and it goes and shatters some keli. So the pebble, let's say, that flicks out from beneath the animal's foot and shoots out and breaks a vase that's nearby. So what's the halacha for either of these cases? If the animal kicks the vase directly, or if the animal flicks pebbles out from underneath his foot that then go flying out and break the vase. So the halacha is mishalem chatzin nezek. The owner is going to have to pay chatzin nezek. Now, why do you pay chatzin nezek for these two cases? So for the case of be'ita, that's very simple. We explained before. That's because kicking is atypical behavior. That's told to the carrot. And so you'd be chayav to pay chatzi nezek. But what about tsaroros? That's not atypical behavior, right? When animals walk, they typically flick stones. Stones go flicking from beneath their feet. So that's not really atypical. So really, you shouldn't have to pay chatzi nezek. You have to pay nezek shalom. But the answer is, we'll discuss this best as Hashem and the Gemara, is that you're going to be chayav to pay chatzi nezek because it's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Okay, now the next point of the Mishnah, Darsa al Hakli. If the animal is trampling on a kli, shvar ushvaraso, and breaks the kli, vinafal al kli ushvaro, and then that kli that it just broke fell on another kli and broke it. So let's say, for example, the animal is trampling on a flower pot. The flower pot breaks, a shard from the flower pot goes flying out and breaks a vase, a glass vase right next door. So what's the halacha in this case? What does the owner have to pay for the flower pot? What does he have to pay for the glass vase? So the Mishnah says, Al Rishon, for the flower pot that it broke directly by trampling on it, Misham Nezek Shalom. So you're going to have to pay full damages. Why? Because that's regel. And so you're going to have to pay Nezek Shalim for Regel. Val ha'achron, but for the second thing that it broke, in other words, for the glass vase that got broken only because the animal basically sent a shard from the flower pot flying, which broke the glass vase. Val ha'achron, for the second one, for the latter one, Meshalim Chatzin Nezek. You're going to have to pay Chatzin Nezek. Why are you paying Chatzin Nezek? Because that's Tzeraros. Okay, Hatarnagolin, what if you have chickens? We said chickens are muadin, they are muad, meaning you'd be chayv to pay nezek shalim for their damages, when lehalit kedarkon l'shabbat, they are muadin with respect to walking in their typical way and breaking things. Haydalil kasha baraglev, if there was a delil that was tied to its foot. Now what's a delil? Rashi says that a delil is anything that's tied to the foot of a chicken is called a delil. Alternatively, Rashi says there's another girsa out there that the word is not really delil, the word is really deli. It's a bucket, meaning there's a bucket that's tied to the animal's foot, to the chicken's foot. So if you have a delil that's tied to the animal's, to the chicken's foot, or the chicken is dancing around, it's hopping around, and it breaks kelim, which Rashi explains. It's not that it directly breaks kelim, it's that it sends something flying, it sends pebbles flying or something like that, that break the kelim. Mishalim chatzin nezek. So you're going to have to pay chatzin nezek because both of these cases are really cases of tzeraros. Okay, so just to summarize briefly what we have in this Mishnah, the Mishnah opens up by illustrating regel. We say that regel, an animal damages, but in the course of regel, if it damages, if it breaks things in the course of its walking. The next point is that we contrast when an animal kicks, or we compare rather, when an animal kicks a flower vase versus when it sends a pebble flying that breaks the flower vase. For both of those cases, you'd be chayv to pay chatzin nezek, because for kicking, that's a toll to the keren, for which you're chayv chatzin nezek. And tzeraros is a special chiddush that's halacha l'mashmi sinai that you pay chatzin nezek. And then we went on to discuss what happens if the animal tramples a flower pot and sends a shard from the flower pot flying that breaks the glass vase. So for the flower pot, you're chayev nezek shalom because that's regal. And for the glass vase, you're going to be chayev chatzin nezek because that's a case of tzeraros. And then finally, we discuss a parallel case for chickens. Chickens are regal, that you're chayev nezek shalom when they damage things in the course of their walking because they break things in the course of their walking. If there was something connected to the foot of the chicken or if it's dancing and it sends pebbles flying, they break other kelim, then the halachas you're going to have to pay chatzin nezek because of those are cases of tzeraros. Okay. Now, just to point out again, the opening two lines of the Mishnah were that how does regel play out? So we said an animal damages in the course of its walking. But then the Mishnah says right afterwards, a behemah is mu'edas to damage things as it's walking. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina l'Rava, Ravina says to Rava, Hanu regel, Hanu behema. Regel, the opening line of the Mishnah, is the same thing as the second line of the Mishnah of behema. What's the difference? So Rava says back to Ravina, Amalei, Tana Avos, Ukatani Todos. We are opening up with the Av case, and then we are following up with Todos cases, meaning to say, the paradigm case for regel is when an animal damages in the course of its walking with its foot. But there are subcategories. There are other cases that are modeled after that paradigm, but they're not exactly that the animal is damaging with its foot, is that the underlying idea over here is that the animal is damaging, the underlying idea behind regel is that the animal damages in a way that's typical, and it's not damaging in a malicious way. So now if the animal damages, let's say, with its body, it breaks something in the course of its walking with its fur or with its bit or with the load that's on it, all those things, those are all considered to be regel, even though they are not mamish damages with the animal's regel. Okay, so that's why we have these two lines in the Mishnah. The opening line of regel is the paradigm case, and then we have the subcategories of that that are qualify as regel. That's when the animal damages with his body, when it's hezeka matzoi, it's a typical damage, it's common, and it's not malicious, it's not kavanos lahazik. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, elmiata, but if that's the case, take a look at the Seifa. Seifa diktani, in the Seifa where we learn now, the Seifa here is really referring to the Mishnah, the next Mishnah that we have, and Dakya Tess. The Mishnah Daf Yates elaborates on the case of shame. Now, what the Mishnah over there says, if you look over there, it says, Ketzer Hashein Mu'edes. How does that play out when an animal damages with its shame such that the owner would be chayv to pay Nezek Shalim? We say, Lechol Es Haro'ila, when it eats something that's suited for it. Then the Mishnah follows up and says, "Habehema muedes lechol peros v'irakos." That a behema is mued that you bichat be'nezek shalem when it eats peros and irakos. So the question is, well, wait a second. My avos, my totos ikra. Right? So the Gemara says, "Elamayata sefer dektani." In the sefer, where we learn hashen muedes, habehema muedes. Right? We say the case of shen muedes, and then we go on to discuss habehema muedes. My avos, my totos ikra. What avos are there, and what totos are there? Right, when the animal is damaging, when we say abeima moedas, to eat things, that is the paradigm case. So there's no ah followed by a tolda there. So the structures of these two Mishnahs, the Mishnah Daf Yedzayin and the Mishnah Daf Yetes, are not parallel. So have a kamahadalei bebedichusa. So when so again, the conversation was Ravina says to Rava, aren't the first two lines of the Mishnah the same case? So what's the chiddush? So Rava responds, well, we're teaching you avos as the first line of the Mishnah, and then tolos as the second line. So now the response to that would presumably be, well, wait a second, what's going on in the Mishnah and daf yates? So now Rava says back to Ravina, have a come out of like b'tichusa. So Rava responded to Ravina in a joking way. Ramalini said, come on, anosh anayichara, I already answered up one issue. So you, now it's your turn to answer up one issue. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, so great, that was the conversation, but the fact of the matter is we still have to contend with this question, is that what's going on in the second Mishnah that doesn't seem to parallel the structure of our Mishnah in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So how are we going to answer up the Mishnah in Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis? So the time of my, so what's the reasoning then for the Mishnah in Daf Yud Tes? Ravashi said, Tana Shein Dechaya, Ugetana Shein Debehema. Really, what's going on over there in that Mishnah is that when the Mishnah opens up by saying, Ketzer Hashein Muedes, right? That's talking about Shein when a wild animal damages with its Shein. And then the follow up, when it talks about Behemas Muedes to eat Yerakos, so that is talking about a Behema. So again, Tana Shein Dechaya, we're discussing a case of where a Chaya damages with its Shein, Ugetana Shein Debehema. We're discussing where a Behema damages with its Shein. Sakta Dechamin, and why do I have to list both? The Shein of Chaya and Shein of Behema, because I would have thought, Sakta Techamino, the Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk from which we learn Shein, it says, Vishilach as Be'iro. And that Pasuk, what's Be'iro mean? Be'iro is a Behema. So Vishilach is Be'iro, because if the Pasuk says Be'iro, so I would have thought Behema in, specifically the halacha of Shein, applies to Behema Chaylo, but it does not apply to a wild animal. Kamash Milan, and so that's what the Chiddush is, the Chai Bechla Behema. The point that the Mishnah is trying to convey in Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis is that a Chai is included in the class of Behema, and since Chai is included in the class of Behema, when a Chai damages in the course via Shein, it's going to be liable just like a Behema is liable, just like the owner's Chai for the damages that an animal does, that a Behema does with its Shein. The question is then, if Chai is really just something that falls into the class of Behema, which case should we have listed first? Should we list the general category of Behema first? Or do we list a prat within that class? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then we should have listed Behema first in that Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, right? The Mishnah opened up by saying Shein, and then follows up by saying, Behema is mu'edes le'echol. But if you're, what you're saying now is that Behema is a general class, you start first with the general class, and then you focus on a detail, a subcategory within that class. So ihachi hami by lili misiresha. We should have mentioned behema first in that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Haida asile midrasha chaviv." I'll explain to you why we discuss shein of a chaya first, because that's something that we learn out using a drasha. So things that you learn out using a drasha, chaviv alei, are more precious to us. They're more beloved to us, and that's why we present that case first. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's the case, Reishanami, when it comes to the Reisha as well, listening ahi the Loksiva Bereisha, why is it that we don't discuss the Tolda of Regel first? In other words, we should discuss Behema in the Mishnah Daf Yedzayin of Beis, and Yedzayin of Aleph, where we discuss this case of Regel. Don't open up with the paradigm case of Regel and then Behema, which is the Tolda Regel, which is not explicit. You should present the case of Behema first. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Hachyashta, hang on a second. Hasam, Idi Vidi Avos Nindu. Over there in the Mishnah Daf Yedzayin of Beis, the two cases on the table are both Avos. Right, the animal is damaging with its shein, which is the paradigm case of damaging via shein. So therefore, how do we decide which case to present first? So hachta asile midrasha chaviv alei. The thing that we learn out using a drasha is more beloved to us, and so that's what we're going to present first. And that's why we present shein of chaya first. But hach over here in the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, We don't have two equal cases. We don't have two cases of avos, right? One case is an av, one case is a tolda. So hachashavik av, are we going to leave the av v'tani tolda and teach you the tolda first? That doesn't make any sense. We would first present the av and then we discuss the tolda. Okay, so that's how we address that issue. Or alternatively, by sema, or alternatively, you could answer as follows: I did a salik miregel. Pasach beregel. Why is it that we open up discussing the case of regel? No, you're right. Really, we should discuss behemoth first because it is something that we derive using a drasha. But why do we open up with regel? We open up with regel because we're just following after the Mishnah and Daf Tezvav. Right? And since the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amid Beis is the Mishnah that we're elaborating, and the case was haregel mu'edas lishbor b'derech luchos, so we're following up with that case. Okay, so just to summarize very briefly what we had, Ravina says to Rava, why aren't the two cases, Regel and Behemah in the Mishnah, the same? And so he says, no, because Regel is the Av, then Behemah in the Mishnah, in the second line of the Mishnah, and Daf Yud Zayin is a Tolda. Aye, what's going on in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Tesam Beis, where it doesn't seem to follow that format, because we discuss Shein Mu'edas, and then we follow up saying Behemah Mu'edas, and that's not an Av case followed by a Tolda case. So Rava kind of brushed him off, and he said, come on, I already answered one. How about you answer one? So the Gemara now sits down and tries to figure out, okay, so how are we going to get out of this question? So Ravashi explains that what's going on in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Tes, is that we are opening up discussing Shein of Chaya, and then we follow up a Shein of Behema. Because I would have thought that the rules of Chaya and Behema should be different. And so the Chiddush is, the Chaya is included in the class of Behema. So if Chaya is included in the class of Behema, why don't we start off with the general class of Behema in that Mishnah Daf Yud Tes? So Gemara answers, no, it's because we open up with a thing that we learn out using a drasha, because that's more chaviv. And Chai is something that we learned out using a drasha. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. What about in our Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin? We should open up with the thing that we use a drasha to learn out. In other words, the case of Tolda de Regel. So why don't we open up with that? So Gemara says, I'll explain to you why. One of two reasons. Either because when you have two avos on the table, so then the way that we decide which av to present first, we use drasha. So that's how we figure, that's for the case on Daf Yud Tes. Both cases of Shein are cases of av. And so the machriya, the way that we decide which case to present first, is the thing that we use a drasha to learn out. However, over here, we're not discussing two equal cases. One's an av case and one's a tolda case. So we're going to present the av first. That's one mahalach. The second teretz is that, no, I'll explain to you why we start with regel in the Mishnah. That's because this Mishnah is follow-up to the Mishnah on daf tezvav. And so since the case on daf tezvav was a case of regel, that's what we follow up with. Okay, now the Gemara says as follows. Tanur Banan, we have the following braisa that says, that learns, Behemah mu'edas, la'alech kedarka v'lish ulishaber. A behema is mu'edas such that the Baal would have to pay nezek shalem if it damages things in the course of its walking. If it breaks things in the course of its walking. Excuse me. So the Gemara says, the braisa says, Ketzad, so how does that play out? What are examples of regel? So behemah shenichnas al chatzar nizik. If you have an animal that walked into the, entered into the chatzar of a nizik, v'hizika begufan, it damaged things with its physical body, derech hiluchah, in the course of its walking, u'bisa'ara, over damage with its hair, with its fur, derech hiluchah, in the course of its walking, or be'ukav she'aleha, or with the saddle that's on it, it damaged things, u'bishalif she'aleha, or with the load that's on top of it, u'beprumbia she'bepia, or with the bit that's in its mouth, u'bizuk she'betzavara, or with the bell that's on its neck, v'chamor b'masa'o, or if it brings, or if a donkey walks in to the chatzar nizik and damages with the load that's on his back, mishalim nezek shalim, you'd have to pay nezek shalim, full damages. Now simchas follows. So now what are all those cases? So those are all basically toldas of regel, right? It's not damaging with its foot. It's damaging with parts of its body in the course of its walking, and it's not damaging in a malicious way. So for tolda of regel, you have to pay nezek shalim. Now, of course, it is a chiddush that's not just the animal's body, right? Other parts of the body that are forms of regel, right? If something is connected to the body also, like a load, that too can qualify as regel. So then Simchas follows up and he responds, it seems to be that he's responding, Simchas amar tsaroros. He says, tsaroros, a case of tsaroros, right? That's where the animal flicks out a pebbles beneath its foot and that breaks, a vase nearby. V'chazir shaynover ba'ashbor, if you have a pig that's poking around with its nose, with its snout, in the garbage, v'hizik, and somehow it damages, mishalim nezek shalim. For those things, you're going to have nezek shalim. Now the Gemara briefly, tangentially, says, wait a second, let's just take a quick look at that point that you just made, Simchas. You said that if the chazir shaynover ba'ashbor and damages, you pay nezek shalim. Hizik, Well, if a damage, pshita, of course you're going to have to pay for that. So, Ella, Ima, I'll explain to you what the case is hitis vehizik. You have to flick something out, which then damaged something, misham nezek sham. That's why that's a chiddush. You're going to have to pay nezek sham for that case. Okay, so now, but the main point over here is the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, so one second, let's take a step back from what just happened in this conversation. Tanakam is discussing regal. Sunchas follows up and talks about tsroros. Tsroros, who mentioned anything about Tsroros? Why is Sumchas following up? We thought there was a conversation over here. Why is Sumchas responding, discussing something random like Tsroros? So the Gemara says, there's really a missing piece over here, and this is really how the Brisa should read. So the Tana Kama is saying, the missing piece in the Tana Kama's point is as follows. Tsroros ki urchayu, when you have Tsroros, that is a case of when it's, that's a typical way. That's when it's walking in a typical way. And if stones get flicked out, the halacha is chatzi nezek. You're only going to have to pay chatzi nezek. Even though you might have imagined that it's typical, and if it's typical, you should have to pay nezek shalim. The chazir shayin over ba'ashbor, if you have a pig that's poking around in the garbage, vehitiz, and something gets flicked out, vehitiz, and damages, mishalim chatzi nezek, then you're going to have to pay chatzi nezek. Okay, so again, those both seem to be cases of tsroros, right? Where it's not the physical body of the animal that's causing the damage. It puts energy into some item that then goes flying and damages, let's say, this the glass vase that we've been talking about. Now, Sumchas responds to the Tanakama's point, and he says, Sumchas Omer, tsroros, v'chazir shein over ba'ashba, your case of tsroros, or a pig that's poking around in the garbage, v'hitiz, and flicks something out, v'hizik, and damages something, v'shalom nezek shalom, you're going to have to pay nezek shalom. So, in other words, the bottom line is that this machlokas between the Tanakama and Sumchas is with respect to tsroros. According to the Tanakama, for tsroros, you have to pay chatzi nezek. According to Sumchas, for tsroros, you have to pay nezek shalom. Now the Gemara introduces the following Tosefta in the second parak. The Tosefta says as follows. Tanur Banan, we learned in the following Braisa. Tarnagolin shayim africhin mimakum lamakum. If you have chickens that are flying around, so not, they're not really flying, right? It just means that they're flapping their wings and jumping around from place to place. Vishivru kalim bekanfein. And their wings break kalim nearby. So let's say you have a glass vase nearby, and the chickens are flapping their wings, and they knock into the glass vase. So mishalim nezek shalom, you're going to have to pay full damages for that. Okay, now that's of course where the wings touch directly to the glass vase. But beruach shebekanfein, let's say their wings are flapping around and they are fanning the area and generating a wind, and then that wind knocks over, blows over the glass vase and breaks it. So mishalim chatzi nezek. In that case, you'd only have to pay half damages. Now that's of course according to the Tanagama. Why? Because that would be a case of tsroros, right? It's not actual physical direct contact between the chicken and the glass vase. In the second case, it's where it fans the wind, which then knocks over the glass vase. Sumchas Omer, but Sumchas says nezek shalom. No, you wouldn't pay chatzin nezek. You'd pay full damages. So it seems to be a parallel machlokas between the Tanagama and Sumchas. If for tsroros you pay nezek shalom or chatzin nezek. Tani idach. We have another brisa that discusses tarnagol and shayim hatsin. If you have chickens that were dancing around, jumping around, agabi isa, on top of a dough, the algabi pears were on top of fruit, the tinfu, and they dirtied it up, oh, nikru, or they were poking around. So the halacha is, according to the Tanakama, misham nezek shalim. In such a case, you have to pay nezek shalim. That's direct contact, direct damages with the physical body of the chicken. He'elu offer, but if let's say they cause dirt to rise up, oh, tsroros, or stones to be flicked out, misham chatzin nezek. If the stone or the dirt caused the damage, then you'd have to be, then you'd be chayv chatzin nezek, because that is tsroros. Sumchas Omer, but Sumchas says nezek shalom. You're going to have to pay full damages. Okay, so it seems to be yet again another parallel machlokas between the Tanakam and Sumchas regarding if you pay nezek shalom or chatzin nezek for tsroros. A third brisa, tani idach. If you have a chicken that's flapping around, flying around from place to place, and then a wind goes out from beneath its wings, in other words, it generates a wind, and that wind breaks kalim, you pay chatzi nezek. Now note, in this braisa, there's no presentation of a machlokas. It's just this opinion over here, it's an anonymous opinion, that says that you have to pay chatzi nezek. So what do you see? the anonymous opinion, the presumption, the default opinion of the Braisa is the Chacham. So the Gemara says, Stamach Rabbanan, clearly the presumed opinion of the Braisa is like the Chacham, and we say that for Nezek, for Tzroros, you pay Chatzi Nezek. So now, Amar Rava. Rava says, let's analyze this machlokas between the Chachamim and Sumchis. Amar Rava, Bishlam of Sumchis. It makes a lot of sense according to Sumchis. I can understand Sumchis who holds that you pay Nezek Shalim for Tzroros. Because he holds Kocho Kigufodami. He holds that the power, the force, the energy that an animal puts into something else is kigufadami. That's the same thing as its physical body. And so therefore, if a chicken, let's say, sends a stone flying that breaks a vase, that's no different than if the chicken physically came into contact with the vase and knocked it over and broke it. Ella Rabbanan, but if you all like the Chachamim, Ikigufadami, I don't get it. If you want to tell me that they hold that it has a status of Kocho is kigufo, it's like your physical body, so so then kuli nezek by lasham, you should have to pay nezek shalim. The ilav kigufadami, if you want to make the argument that it's not like your guf, then chatzi nezek nami lasham, you shouldn't have to pay anything. You shouldn't even have to pay chatzi nezek. Now, why shouldn't you have to pay chatzi nezek? Because under what circumstances do you ever pay chatzi nezek where it is atypical behavior? But this is not atypical behavior, so you shouldn't have to pay anything. So the Gemara says, Hadar Amar Rava, so that's why Rava took a step back, and he says, actually, no, I'll tell you what it is. Lo'olam ki gufadami. Really, it is like if the physical body. The kocho is kigufadami. Aye, if kocho is kigufadami, how do we explain the Chama's opinion? Why do they think that you should have to pay only chatzi nezek? The answer is, v'chatzi nezek tzeraros, hilchasak emiri la. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Chama argue that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that you'd have to pay chatzi nezek for tzeraros. That's how Rav explains the machlokas between Sumchis and the Chachamim. Originally, we thought maybe the machlokas revolves around whether you hold kocho kagufadami. Now, Rav says, no, really, everybody holds kocho is kagufadami. Aye, so what's the machlokas? According to Sumchis, the halacha is you pay nezek sham, but according to Chacham, they say back, no, there's halacha much misina that for nezek, for chatzi, for tzeraros, you only have to pay chatzi nezek. Okay, let's hold here.